first in our Bill of Rights is the freedom to hear uncensored ideas and opinions, to think your own thoughts, and to say what's on your mind. We couldn't have liberty without it. Now, more than ever, it's good to spout off, to listen, debate, and participate. Here's your host of Spouting Off, commentator, columnist, and all-around rabble-rouser, Karen Cataline.
Well, welcome to another edition of Spouting Off. I am your happy but extremely concerned host, and we're glad to have you along with us. Well, I've thought long and hard about this first segment and the first monologue. You don't always do it that way, but it's become a habit that I like to spout off in this first segment. And I want to have a serious conversation. Not that our conversations aren't always serious, but I believe the country is reeling from a disturbing escalation in the tyranny and the dismantling of America. Remember when they called Trump's speeches dark? If you watched them, you saw a hopeful pro-America, pro-personal responsibility, things that were rooted in what America has stood for. They called him a dictator. They called him a Nazi. They called him a Hitler. There wasn't anything they didn't call him. And those of us who were actually watching and listening and not watching the headlines of the propaganda media just kind of scoffed and said, what are they talking about? They've lost their minds. And maybe we mocked them. Maybe we said, you know, they have no evidence of this. They're just calling names. Just ignore them, right? Well, again and again and again, we have seen a tactical pattern that what they accuse their political opponents of is what they either have done, are doing, or are preparing to do. The Biden speech last night, I'm not going to play clips from it. Lots of places you can find it. But before our very eyes, the left, which now, the radical left, which now controls the Democrat Party, is criminalizing dissent. They are criminalizing the heart and, yes, the soul of America. And then to top it off, this soulless lecture about the soul of America was used to scapegoat, demonize, and set up their enemies for persecution and prosecution. Wow. With everything we have been watching, and I could tick them all off, the attack on America's values. In fact, everything that the teleprompter told Biden to say in his fiery, hyped-up voice with the dark, blood-red, black background that now they're trying to ease up and soften to make a sweet pink because, you know, superficiality and appearances are really all that matters to a certain segment of the gullible population, not people who love America, not people who know what America stands for. They accuse massive groups, giant collect millions of people, lump them all together, whip the public into a frenzy, foment hatred and bigotry against them. So when they prosecute them, that same gullible public will say, yay, it's okay, he deserves it. Sort of the same as what they've been doing to Donald Trump, their very first victim. But oh no, in order to justify the persecution, they call him the perpetrator. They have already abandoned and violated every treasured American principle we have. From due process and equal justice to free speech and the guarantees against unreasonable search and seizure. wishing for the content, knowing that they are bound, and this radical communist group knows no bounds and knows no boundaries. The bounds of the Constitution that protects citizens against unreasonable search and seizure. The bounds of the Constitution that demands the consent of the governed. We are a republic, ladies and gentlemen, and you know that, not a democracy. And yet everything this group is doing, the whomevers, as I call them, that are directing the Biden administration, because, you know, he's not, they are dismantling every one of our most treasured principles, our most treasured values in this country, and calling those that love America terrorists. Wow. Calling those that revere the Constitution, that have relatives, grandparents, great-grandparents who gave their lives to protect this country and this country's liberty, they're calling terrorists. People who dissent in any way from this tyrannical government, this government filled with secret and not so secret communists, are being called terrorists. And yes, there will be gullible people who will fall for that and who will become the useless idiots of these communists, wherever they are, doing the bidding of these communists, and they will fall too. These attacks are coming faster and more furious than ever before. And like the despots in the bad sci-fi movies, they say, resistance is futile. We will crush you, say the communists. Not so fast, Scooter. Here's a couple of tweets and memes that I created in the wake of this unprecedented so-called presidential speech designed to divide, designed to scapegoat, designed to create havoc and tyranny in these United States. Why? Because it isn't just white people, Christians, people of faith, Trump supporters, ultra mega. No, it is. If people don't realize that this tactic will come for them too, the respect for dissent is being dismantled in this country. So I put a Facebook page, post, whatever, and you can join me on Facebook and or Clout Hub, a million other social medias, most of which are doing the bidding of the government. They are the proxy of this tyrannical government, as are woke corporations. This is great, you know. They can't do it directly to punish you, but they can buy off giant corporations with government bennies and get them to do it. Are you watching? Have you been watching this? Facebook meme, sorry. The right to choose, quote unquote, abortion is the only right they believe you should have. If you're worried about any other of the Bill of Rights, you are an extremist. I also put out, I added a few words because, you know, the words on a meme are very, very limited. And yes, it is okay to express that opinion. We are Americans. And what they want to do is either punish you for your dissent or get you to self-censor for your dissent, to be afraid to speak out, just as the Russians did in the old Soviet Union. We couldn't understand when we were kids, how was it possible for them to get people to censor themselves and whisper their opinions only to their dearest friends because somebody might be spying on them and watching. Another meme. If you do not stand against this scapegoating and collective bigotry against dissenters, you are part of the problem. I hope you'll go to my Facebook page and share that wherever. I don't care about credit. But if you do not encourage, enlighten, your friends, your sphere of influence, of what this means. An angry speech. An angry speech. It wasn't just an angry speech. It was, well, I'll tell you what I think, and I always do. If they announced, quote, "We are all communists now," as Fidel Castro did when he took power, it couldn't be any more obvious. We must speak out. We must dissent this tyranny. We're going to have a great guest when we come back. I'm going to take a deep breath, and you're listening to Karen Cataline spouting off on Radio Free America. We'll be back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to the Secret War, a Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Call now, toll free, 866-883-2741. That's 866-883-2741.
Are you tired of the same old snacks? Looking for something a little healthier than that bag of chips or candy bar? Even your average bag of trail mix these days is little more than peanuts, raisins, and candy-coated chocolate. Not very healthy, is it? Allow me to introduce you to White Mountain Munchies. Made from 100% all-natural ingredients, White Mountain Munchies combines unique flavors with nutritional value that will tingle your taste buds and strengthen and sustain your overall health and wellness. Eating good never tasted so good. From Maggie's Maple Madness to Hannah's Heavenly Harvest, Grayson's Getaway Goodies, and our limited edition Christmas blend, Jacoby's Jolly Jumble, White Mountain Munchies offers nutritious and delicious snacks that the whole family is sure to love. Pick yours up now through our easy-to-use online store at whitemountainmunchies.com. White Mountain Munchies, non-GMO when you're on the go.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. Brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them. But I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives. But he was there beside me. And my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline got her parents to name her Karen before she was born, so she could grow up to be a punchline. Now here's more Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so glad to have you with us. This first guest is someone that I always enjoy talking to. That's why I keep having him on. His name is Larry Ward. He's president of Constitutional Rights PAC, Political Media, Inc. He's from a New York communications and advertising background, but he then turned his attention to Washington in 2002. He has a long, long political resume, including a project called We Are Not in This Together, which was great, the Constitutional Candidate Series, ConstitutionalRightsPAC.com, which I did mention. Larry Ward, thank you so much for joining us. You're on Spouting Off.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. I would be remiss if before we got into some of your favorite topics, and this probably is one too, I didn't ask you to wax philosophic or get as fiery as you want about Thursday's speech to the nation by the presidential potted plant, namely Joe Biden.
You know, if Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars, you know, the bad guy in Star Wars, was a dementia patient, I think he did a perfect impression of that yesterday. Look, it was outrageous what Biden did yesterday, but you got to understand that. You know, the whole background here as to how we got here with Joe Biden. And it became crystal clear in my mind this morning. This is the result of, quote unquote, the most secure election in history. This is a result of when a president steals an election, he is never really secure in his position of power. And the insecurities in power tend to lead to like tyrannical and maniacal rulers who see the people who didn't elect them as the enemy. So what you saw was the whole administration on display yesterday, knowing that they lost, that the people don't want them. He's got a 30% approval rating. I have not met one person in the last year who said, I'm satisfied with Joe Biden, but I'll give them to, they might be 30% of the people in La La Land somewhere who agree, but they have no backing from the people to govern the American people, so they have to turn into this tyrannical monster that was on display yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I want to stick with this for a minute because we've got you for a couple of segments, and I'm really, really glad because, you know, we can talk to you, Larry Ward, about anything. And that's this. Their ideology, the radical left that controls the Democrat Party, is already, they've shown that they are about governing against the consent of the people. So I'm going to disagree with you, which, guess what, is still legal in this country, to ask, once they've told you whether by cheating, lying, and stealing in elections, which also we are not allowed to question ever, and that's nonsense. But once they've shown you that they have no respect for live and let live, they have no respect for individuals and their rights to self-determination, why should they care about the consent of the people or whether anybody likes Joe Biden or likes his policies? We've got the thumb of tyranny on our necks right now, and people like that don't really care what you think. Your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right. They don't care what we think. This is them acting out because we don't like them. This is them acting out because they know if they don't use the full weight of the government, by the way, which was on display yesterday, you know, if they don't use the full weight of the government to keep the thumb on us, that we're going to throw them out of power either in the next election or by some other means.
If we can.
Legally or otherwise. If we can. They keep pushing us. But But here's the thing. Yeah. Joe Biden was not representing a campaign speech for 2022. He was not representing his campaign. He was representing the federal government last night. He had two Marines in view in his background. He was representing the U.S. military. He was representing the 87,000 IRS agents he's going to hire. He was representing the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Injustice. He was representing all of the tools that he has weaponized against the people, and he did it as the president of the United States. That's what makes this horrifying. And it was intentional. They're telling you that they're going to put their thumb on you and not let go until you can't breathe.
Sadly, I wish I could disagree, but I don't. Before we leave this topic, because it is topical, shall we say, I want to just quote a Jesse Kelly tweet I saw this morning, and I retweeted it. Quote, really doesn't matter if you can or can't see it, but this is how every communist dictator in history has talked, verbatim. What do you think?
Verbatim.
That's right.
And here's the thing. The communists, the revolutionaries in these movements, quote unquote, they are typically the ones that get these people in power, the miscreants of society. In our case, it's the transgender LGBT community. It's the quote unquote disaffected race, anti-racist, and all these are the people who get these people in power. But they have to understand something, and they probably won't because they're all brainwashed right now. They're the first ones on the firing line. So as soon as the takeover is complete, they are the ones that the guns are turned on and say, hey, look, thanks for the power. See you later.
Yeah. Why is it they do that, too? I mean, they say, well, wait a minute. I was with you. I helped you get elected. Why me? Why now? Why are you doing this? By then, it's too late.
Because they're revolutionaries. They're people who believe they have something coming to them. And quite frankly, the state don't owe them nothing because the state has all the power now. And the state just wants to keep people enslaved.
And you know what, Larry, if you are angry, this is another thing I've said earlier. If anybody who loves America is angry because they are there's these broad brush, their own president is painting them as a terrorist, an extremist, a semi-fascist, every name in the book. If you get angry at that, that's a crime too, because you can't be angry. That's only for people who agree. You can't be angry if you disagree, even though you don't do violence, because words are violence and violence are free expression. So, you know, they got you, right? When did you stop beating your wife?
It's absolutely right. Our speech is violence. Their violence.
Their violence is speech. Exactly right. Precisely. We got a couple minutes before the next segment, but I think we could talk about that for a long time. This is a huge shift. You are advocating the Don Ron ticket. Get us started with that, and then I'll have to interrupt you, and we'll come back on the other side.
Well, the Don Ron ticket. Look, we find ourselves in campaigns all the time in what we call what Jim Collins called the tyranny of or. What is the tyranny of or? It's you have to have this or that. It's this candidate or that candidate. This policy or that policy. Well, in 2024, we have an option for the end. We can have Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. So we have them run as a ticket. They get started immediately. The benefits are incredible. It is the greatest American first ticket in the history of mankind, the greatest presidential ticket, an opportunity for a vice president to do something amazing, which I'll get into after the break. But this ticket is what everybody wants to see. What nobody wants to see on our side is the two most combative, hard-hitting candidates beating the hell out of each other. So we have
Good
to get
point.
Them, even before they get into the primary, they have to decide, we're going to run as a ticket from day one. We're going to unify the party. We're going to unify the country. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis is the greatest opportunity we have, not only to win the presidency back, because that would be easy.
Okay, we got to wrap it up. Let's leave it there. I was going to tease the audience. The left is going to run Mike Pence. We'll talk about that. We'll pick it up right there. They're going to run him in order to divide the party. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll have more with Larry Ward. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
One of the things that I really like about MyPillow is the support. It gives my neck a little hug.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Call or go online to take advantage of my best offer ever. For a limited time, when you use your promo code, you can get premium MyPillows regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM, R-A-M. That's 1-800-867-0416 and use the promo code RAM.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Karen Cataline. It's been almost a decade since I wrote Fat Lash Food Police and the Fear of Thin. It's about my early experiences in child beauty pageants and being put on extreme diets. Remember when that was shocking? Sadly, that seems like child's play compared to what we are watching today when politicians and woke corporations are actually advocating for the sexualization of children. Everyone's children. We're watching a frontal attack on childhood innocence. This is one story, my story. Fat Lash illustrates and explains why good boundaries are essential for kids to grow up healthy. They need their parents to set them, not the government. Get Fat Lash today. It's available in paperback or ebook at Amazon or at my website, KarenCataline.com.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Karen Cataline puts the Judeo in Judeo-Christian. Now back to Spouting Off.
Welcome back, everyone. We are having a great time talking to Larry Ward, president of Constitutional Rights PAC and Political Media, Inc. Thanks for doing a second segment with us, Larry.
Hey, thanks again for having me. This is great.
Great. Yeah. So we're talking about the Don Ron ticket, which I think is a terrific idea because Ron could pick up where Don leaves off after doing his second term, God willing. But I am noticing, I want you to comment on this, then we'll get into this more where you wanted to go. Democrats have been more and more, because they are power mad, playing in Republican primaries. And it's clear to me that they're going to prop up and back Mike Pence, who was, I need not tell you what the average Republican thinks of Mike Pence, but they're going to run him in order to attempt to water down Trump's support. What do you think about that?
That's exactly what they're going to do. Look, and it's a, right. it's a great,
they're so predictable.
Great waste of Democrat money. You know,
that's just
the way it goes. Now, look, here's the thing, though. When we say Democrat money, what we really mean is taxpayer money, because in this make inflation great again bill that Biden just passed, he gave away so much money to left wing organizations. So we're going to actually wind up putting the bill, but they're going to waste their money and their resources and their ads trying to prop up Mike Pence. Maybe they'll push the Pence Cheney ticket. That would be hilarious. But
that wouldn't surprise me in the least. Not in the least.
But nowhere near the Trump and DeSantis wouldn't even have to spend a dime, and they would win the primary. They would have to do is put their name on the ticket, and the Trump DeSantis would win the primary hands down. No questions asked. The American people want it. Republicans want it. And look, there are some in the Republican circle says, you know, there's a group up there say, I'm ready for Ron. Well, you can be ready for Ron. I'm ready for Ron. I want Ron in the White House. Here's the thing. If we do this right and Trump wins the presidency, Ron is his vice president, what happens next? Well, Ron can spend 4 years remaking the federal government to his liking. He could spend 4 years just tearing apart and focus on personnel, tearing apart the deep state, getting them out of power, getting them out of their jobs, getting them out of office, moving them aside, tear down the bureaucracy, and replace the key positions with strong conservatives. I'm talking maybe put Kash Patel as the head of the DOJ, maybe a Dan Bongino as the head of the FBI. I mean, look, we can go on and on and on, and we could basically remake the federal government into a functional operation. And then,
Larry,
in 2028,
when Ron
is president, sworn as president, he hits the ground running. We need that time to set it up, and we need 8 years of DeSantis to undo the 12 years of Obama.
Larry, and by the way, the fantasy of the government is just have it returned to the Constitution and the constraints that the Constitution has demanded that they ran right past like a Mack truck, dismantling. Yep. But Larry, help me and our listeners not to think, forgive my skepticism and cynicism, maybe skeptic is a better word, for why everything you're talking about just isn't another chapter of fantasy football.
Well, look, it's not. And here's why. Because I believe both Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump are both very savvy in terms of overseeing the political landscape, and both love and put this country first.
Well, let me put it another way. forgive me, I'm sorry, because we're time limited here. Let me put it another way. If we had honest elections, I believe that what you're talking about would come to pass. I think that they could win probably handily, easily. But without free and fair elections, they don't have a chance. So yeah, well, these people, we saw how virulent the communists in our government are. They don't give up power. They grab power. So how do we get past that?
Well, the first order of business is to get them on the ticket. Protecting the elections is something we must do. And it's something that the Republican Party failed so miserably at in 2020. But I'll tell you exactly how they failed. They failed to have any presence in any of the inner cities in all of the key states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, we can go on and on, Michigan. And all of those inner cities, there was no presence. There were no poll watchers. There was nobody in there in from the Republican Party. There was no legal presence to oversee and to stop the theft, because that's where it all happened, Atlanta. There's example.
Well, it wasn't the poll watchers. It was the drop boxes. That's where they have presence. Yeah.
It was the whole system. It was the whole, you know, we basically said, look, the Republican Party, because they like to spend their money in the swing districts so they could say, hey, we won a couple extra swing districts and we lost a couple. It's good for the donors to see the victories. But they never spend money in Democratic strongholds.
I'm sorry to say you're making my point. We've got half the Republican Party that are part of the deep state too, part of the swamp, people who hate, they think Donald Trump is the worst thing going on in America today. So I don't know. In our last couple of minutes, I want to give you a chance to let everybody know where to find you and follow you and do the and support the Don Run ticket as you do. What was it? Pat Caddell. I loved him. He said, well, you got the evil party and the stupid party. And you know which party ours is.
Absolutely. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The weight of this ticket, the weight of the seriousness of the 2024 election is going to hit not only the elected officials, it's going to hit everyday Americans. And people are going to have to get involved in order to take our country back. I believe right now we're going into a winter where not only Europe is going to be affected. I think the regular Americans are going to be freezing their tuchus off because of energy prices and everything else.
And don't forget the false flag events that will happen between now and the midterms that will all be blamed on the semi-fascists. They will plant, they will frame, and then they'll blame their political enemies for everything they do. Gee, have they been doing that before? Forgive me, I'm a little bit dark today after the speech we heard where a president became a dictator. Tell us your final thought and where people can find you and follow you. Larry Ward.
I'm more optimistic than you today, and I understand where your pessimism is coming from. The dark Brandon has got to go. And he will, you know, we win in the end, and that's the most important thing. But here's where you can find us. WeWantDonRon.com. And if you want the best possible ticket to take back America, go to WeWantDonRon.com and sign the petition. And if you can afford it, help support our organization. We're going to put this thing on fire once we get, Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis as a ticket, we will win back our country.
Actually, I jumped ahead. I'm looking at the clock for the show I do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Ah. So same show, spouting off, but we have another minute to go. What do you want to leave us with? What do you want to leave us with?
Here's the thing. Don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Don't ever let the left take your hope away. It's going to get dark. It's going to get ugly. You're right. They're going to do false flags. Or, you know, quite frankly, they could just, you know, Biden's speech yesterday could have just inspired some mentally ill MAGA supporter who's going to go out and try to take some sort of violent action. It's possible that that could happen, but
But nobody's hoping for that. We are not hoping.
No one's hoping for that. But they're setting the stage. Whether it's a real
yes, they are. They're setting the stage for violent act. Persecuting their enemies and allowing other people to stand by and watch and say, good. That's what they're saying.
I didn't want civil war. That's the bottom line. And we could give it to them, but I think we can take back the country. So don't go to those kind of extremes. Don't go to a hopelessness. Go to wewantdonron.com, sign the petition, and let's take back our country.
Larry Ward, love ya. Thank you so much for joining us. You did it perfectly because you're a pro. Larry Ward, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to talk about an event by a vet, a veteran, that is. And I'll tell you all about that. And we'll have a guest to tell you where you can support him. Karen Catalina, you're listening to Spouting Off here on the KRN Radio Network.
I was asking God through prayer, seeking a good news source. I believe he showed me the Epoch Times. I deliver the mail and came across an issue. The front page intrigued me and I subscribed. Now I cut out articles and give them to friends and family. I leave old issues at the library and around my community. We read it to our kids and love the positive messages in each article. So why do I think everyone should read the Epoch Times? Because they're bringing back traditional values to this great country.
Share healthcare. How can I
help? I missed the deadline.
What deadline?
The healthcare deadline. I'm locked out.
We don't have any deadlines at Share Healthcare. You can enroll with us at any time.
Oh, but can I afford it?
Share Healthcare programs start at $149 a month.
Less than $5 a day. Can I keep my doctor?
Absolutely. Pick your own doctor and hospital.
Amazing. How do I join?
Just visit sharehealthcare.com.
Sharehealthcare.com.
Sometimes you need a woman's opinion, especially if you're trying to do the impossible, which is to understand women. I'm not really comfortable talking about certain things with women I know or even with family members. I used to wish there was a smart woman who didn't know me but who would care enough to give me good advice. Now there is. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only, but it's not therapy or phone dating. It's just wise advice. Is completely anonymous because you call and pay through liveadvice.com. So I decided to give it a try. I was amazed at Aunt Emma's insights. She gave me a lot to think about so I could decide what to do next. And maybe she can help you too. Find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or register at liveadvice.com and you can speak to her practically right away. Again, you can find Ask Aunt Emma on Facebook or you can register at liveadvice.com. Get the female perspective. Just ask Aunt Emma. Ask Aunt Emma is for men only. Must be 18 or older.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special. And boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger.
put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sign up for Karen's newsletter and read her columns at KarenCataline.com. Now back to Spouting Off with Karen Cataline.
Welcome back, everyone, to that happy music, the overture from Carmen. I grew up on classical music, and wow, it does cheer me up. I am delighted to have with us Eric Homan, and he has 15 years as an Air Force combat controller. In April of 2020, his first supervisor and teammate, Chris A.Z. Rush, took his own life after only 6 months of leaving the combat control teams. The First There Foundation, which he founded, was founded to combat suicide among teammates and establish an extension of the team room where controllers can find refuge in the midst of the difficulty of civilian life. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you for joining us, Eric Homan, here on Spouting Off.
Oh, it's my honor serving our country, and thank you for having me.
Well, boy, we need patriots more than ever. They've demonized the word patriot, and you're a patriot. Let's just give you a wide, wide berth and talk about this event that you have coming up on September 11th, Eric Homan.
Yes. So it's September 10th. It's a Saturday. I wanted to do it on the 11th because obviously 9/11 had, that's the reason why we joined, a lot of us joined special operations and we went to war. And, being that it was the 10th, it just kind of made sense. But it's going to be our first annual one. And luckily, everything's falling into place. We are sold out. I'm super excited. The traction with the guys is beyond my wildest dreams right now. So we're a baby organization. And it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a celebration of our right. accomplishments, our fallen. And it's going to be great.
Eric, I hope I can call you Eric, sir.
Sure, absolutely.
This event is taking place where exactly?
It will be in San Antonio, Texas. When we start the pipeline or our training program, basic Air Force basic training is in San Antonio, Texas. And then our first school starts there in San Antonio. So it's bringing guys back to probably the first place where they got introduced to combat control. And it just all ties it all back, full circle. It's going to be great.
Please, for the layman, for the civilian, explain what combat control is. And then we want to know I'll ask in a minute, how people who may not live in San Antonio or can't get there can participate and help you in your goals.
Sure. So combat control, we've stuck to the warrior ethos of being the choir professionals. We've been around since January of 1953, and we have been in every major engagement that the public's known about. For example, Black Hawk Down or Mogadishu, the Captain Phillips rescue, the bin Laden raid, obviously tons of engagements in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, we've been in Africa, pretty much anywhere SOF operators needed. So what we do is we get attached to other SOF units such as the Green Berets, the SEALs, and what we do is our bread and butter basically is when we get into an engagement or troops in contact, it's called a TIC is for short. And we hop on our radio and we start controlling air power to destroy the enemy. Anything that flies, we control. And that's we're kind of the, we operate on a fourth dimensional battlefield because it's not just what you see in front of you and what you have around, but you also got to account for everything that's flying above you. And it just adds a complete different dimension to it, and you got to be a pretty smart guy and know exactly what you're doing to keep your team safe and obviously destroy the enemy.
Forgive me, but again, for a civilian who reveres people who put their life on the line for our country, it sounds like Star Wars. done that.
yeah, we do it all for sure. Not to blame, that the Navy and the Army, they've done a great job at advertising their guys. And obviously, I think it was in the 80s when that Navy SEAL movie came out with Charlie Sheen, everybody, and obviously the SEALs get a lot of publicity, but I guarantee you that the combat controller is the most lethal operator on that battlefield. And we do it all because we got to be able to attach to any team, whether it's a Army team, Navy team, or even coalition special operations team. And we got to be able to dive, jump, use every weapon in the arsenal because we're just one of them. The only difference is that when things get really scary or hairy, if you will, then we're the ones that got to control air power and take care of the enemy that way.
Eric Homan, we're talking to, who has an event on September 10th. Tell us how this event is going to help veterans who are struggling with possible, and we hate talking about this, but we must talk about it, suicide. What will this gala event do, and how can people even around the country help you in helping them?
So the first pillars that I wanted on this, for first there to have is to educate the public. We've been quiet long enough, and what happens, it hurts us when guys get out. And like my buddy Chris, when he got out 6 months later, he puts a gun to his chest, and I think it's the loss of purpose, also being alone. And you go into a job interview and you put on your resume that you've been a combat controller for 20 years, and they look at you like, you just made this up. There's no way there's a guy in the Air Force that does all this that you just listed on this piece of paper. So if we're going to raise some funds, obviously get some guys some treatment. We're going to also take care of our Gold Star families and just bring everybody together. But I think this gala, for example, some of the sponsors that we have there from civilian companies, they get to spend a night with us, hear our stories, and then hopefully when they go back on Monday morning to their jobs, or I guess it would be, Monday morning, they can tell them about what they saw and the stories and say, holy cow. And, word of mouth just spreads a lot faster than social media, especially since it's coming from trusted people that they know. So educating the public. I'm not looking for the fame. I'm just looking for the acknowledgement, so that way the public, America and the world knows of what me and my teammates have done.
Absolutely. How can people who may be listening to this in places all around the country participate in your gala, maybe donate, or be a part of this event and your organization?
Sure. We have a website called firstthere.org. The word first is not spelled out. It's the number one, STTHERE.org. And as you go to the website, there's a couple of, tabs across the top left and the middle, I think it's like the third one in, and it says donate. You can go ahead and set up a monthly donation. And it doesn't have to be big at all, but $5 to $10 a month, which is now a tank of gas. Or actually, not even a tank. It's a gallon of gas.
It's true.
It used to be. Yeah. But now it's just maybe a half a tank of gas, or half a gallon of gas. But, you can do that or donate.
Listen, I got to wrap it up. I am so sorry, sir. Thank you so much for your service. We so appreciate it. Best of luck with this event, firstthere.org. We so appreciate your time and your service.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That about does it for a very serious but very important spouting off. Lots to stand up for: liberty, decency, character. Karen Cataline on Spouting Off.